This morning I've got Pam Sloper and Kathy Party Jones with me. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Steve.
You're here to talk to me about Search's Rally for a Cure Summer Golf Scramble that's going to be at the Valley of the Eagles Golf Course, of course, at 10 a.m. a week from today on Saturday, August 11th.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, what is a summer golf scramble? What is this thing?
Well, basically, it's a nine-hole game. We have three golfers to a team. If you want to come up with your own team, that's fine, or we will help you out. We have spaces available. It's a best shot every shot until a ball is holed out. Every team member must use their tee ball twice. We will have a closest to the pin on a par three hole prize for the men, and we will have a longest putt prize with a new pink putter for the women. Winter rules apply at our golf course.
So basically, you're playing a round of golf for a good cause.
Yes, we are.
Now tell us about the cause itself.
Well, Steve, Susan G. Komen is a research foundation for breast cancer. And basically, the program's goal of Rally of the Cure is to increase breast health awareness. And so we kind of teamed up with Kathy in the Valley of the Eagles Golf Links to kind of support our mobile mammogram program. The mobile mammogram unit from the Bartlett Hospital will be here September 4th through the 13th. So that's kind of where this program all got started.
Yes, it is. And along with our old postmaster, Wayne Selmer, asked me to try and get this because it was something that he wanted to see the golf course do. And my sister, Christine, is a breast cancer survivor. And so I researched this when we went to the PGA show in Orlando and talked to the people from Susan Komen Foundation and found out that it for every dollar they collect, 84 cents goes back into their mission programs and their services. And early detection of breast cancer is the key. And so every participant in the golfing gets a goodie bag with a ball marker. They get Golf for Women subscription for a year. And also a bunch of other goodies. If people out there want to participate and they're not golfers, we'd love to have them because you could still enter this, pay the $20, which goes directly, all of that goes to the Susan Komen Foundation.
Right, this is a fundraiser.
It's a fundraiser.
Right.
And they could be walk along with golfers on the course. They could be caddies. We have.
Or you could just be part of the gallery.
They could just be part of the gallery and they could help donate to this cause. Daryl Giroux from Juneau, Alaska, found out about Rally for a Cure and us doing this. And he went around and his friends in Juneau and businesses, he brought a check for us to give to the Susan Komen Foundation for $1,560.
Is he even going to golf?
Yes, he's staying specifically to be a part of this.
So he went above the $20 entry fee.
Oh, yes. And also, this is a co-ed team. It's not just for women. We would like men. We would like youth, anybody who wants to come out and try this. And if they're not a good golfer, we don't care. Look at it as a fundraiser. And so basically, the price is $35. $20 goes directly to the Susan Komen Foundation. $10 goes for the greens fees. We usually charge $20 for nine holes, but because we really believe in this foundation and this fundraiser, we have cut our greens fees in half. And then also the extra $5 goes for prizes that we have for lots of different entries. And we hope to see everyone out there.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. Another one of these great little kind of unique to our area where you've got a cause and then you just kind of add it on to something kind of fun to make it a little bit more fun. What was it? There was the walk for the cancer.
Right, the Chilkat River Walk.
Chilkat River Walk last mm-hmm. spring. Why don't you tell me about any other upcoming events? I think you had mentioned
The mobile mammogram van will be in town September 4th through the 13th. You can call me at 766-6367 to schedule your appointments. And I guess I also wanted to mention about we're going to have a lot of fun at this golf tournament. We've got some prizes for longest putt for the women and closest to the pin for men. So that'll be a lot of fun, too.
And we have some other wonderful prizes, and we hope to see everyone out there. We're looking forward to it. We also give people a chance in the community or from afar. We can give them a little tour of the course.
So like you said, you don't have to be necessarily a good golfer. Don't have to have all your own clubs and all that. You just got to come out there and want to have fun for a good cause.
Yes.
And it might and you might get lucky and win a prize, but everybody gets a little goodie bag that signs up.
And then also we would especially like to extend a special invitation to all breast cancer survivors mm-hmm. to come out there. We would love to have you and show our support.
I think maybe, you know, just it would be good to pre-register.
Yes.
You don't have to, but that would be a good idea. And you can call Kathy at 766-2401 or myself at 766-6367.
Or stop out by the golf course. We're at 1.5 Mile Haines Highway.
Okay. Well, my next question was, if somebody had questions about this event or any other event or search or breast cancer in general, they could give you a call. Of course, at those phone numbers, what were they again?
766-6367.
That's
Pam.
That's to make a...
that's to make an appointment if you have any questions.
Right, for the
register.
For the mammogram, the mobile mammogram unit.
Yes, uh-huh.
You could call that number and make an appointment.
Yes.
Or for any questions about this event, and specifically about the golfing.
About golfing, you can call 766-2401 or stop out at Valley of the Eagles Golf Links.
And is there anything else you guys want to add?
No, we just want to thank you for this time and opportunity. And again, remind all women out there that early detection is
key.
And I guess that's true with all of the different ailments that may befall any one of us is be healthy. Golf is a pretty healthy, I mean, wasn't it Mark Twain that said it's the best way to ruin a perfectly good walk out in nature?
I can agree with that sometimes. Yes. How about you, Pam?
Definitely.
Yes.
But at least it's a walk out in nature. And this
and it's a beautiful course.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful course. And one good thing about this tournament is it's Scramble is a best ball tournament. So you get to take the best ball that your team hits. So
it just makes it
a lot easier and a lot more fun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'll have to stack my team with a ringer, huh?
That's right.
There you go.
That's right. Always helps.
Because it won't be me. I am not the ringer.
If you're wondering what type of attire to wear, the Breast Cancer Awareness Foundation has chosen pink as their color. So if you could wear any pink, that would be nice. Because we'd like to get a group photograph out of all of us, the observers, the golfers, the caddies, anybody who's participating. Everybody wear pink.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Again, that search is Rally for a Cure Summer Golf Scramble a week from today, Saturday, August 11th at 10 a.m. at the Valley of the Eagles Golf Course. Everybody should go out there. Again, if you're not going to play a round of golf, just come out and enjoy the fun. And for people that haven't been out on this golf course, I haven't done a lot of golfing, but what I have, I've never seen a course like that before in my life. I mean, I've never, you know, had to wait for a bear or a moose or just stood there looking up at the Chilcats and have my, you know, and have my partner or opponent go, go.
Yes.
It is gorgeous.
You're taking too long out here. Pam and Kathy, thanks so much for joining me this morning, and we'll see you out at the links.